This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is underway. A tropical depression is forming in the Gulf of Mexico. Here we go. Buckle up, just as people in Florida are complaining about insurance rates. But the big story is the Senate votes to pass the debt ceiling bill to avoid a default. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, a roller coaster week to be sure. Are you still on the ride with me? Let's go. So let's talk about this bill. The bill will suspend the nation's debt limit through January 1st. It now goes to President Biden's desk for a signature, and that's a no-brainer. He's going to sign it. Boom. It's in. It means 2 years before we revisit the ghost of what do we do now? Oh, the debt is so high. Let's hope. Let's hope. Cooler heads prevail and these committees beef up in the right direction and we learn some lessons from this crazy debt ceiling fight that we seem to have every handful of years. It's ridiculous. I went through the last presidencies and talked about that earlier in the week. So on Wednesday night, the House of Representatives passed the debt bill with 149 Republicans and 165 Dems voting for it. So now here we go. Like I said, this just makes it official that it goes to Biden, boom, and then it's in the books, but not forgotten. And then once again, a lot of people get that shaky feeling where the threat is on that they could be losing paychecks. And unfortunately, I think it's the people that can ill afford to be nervous about what's happening to them, like the veterans and active military personnel. For goodness sake, we're having trouble recruiting in many of our military branches, let alone, oh, I know you have a family. We're not sure if this whole debt ceiling thing doesn't work out. It might mean your checks are going to be late. So it went down. It went through. That's the key thing. Late into the night on Thursday night, it's a bipartisan dealio. Not everybody was on board, just like in the House. But the Senate vote was 63-36. So all these weeks and weeks and weeks of looking in the crystal ball and talking about possible doom and gloom now is off the table in a sense, because as the June 5th default deadline was getting closer, I think negotiators from the White House and the House Republicans really clashed over government spending, of course, these work requirements for federal programs, and a whole bunch of other policy differences. It's the same thing that we know. It's the same book that we read and talk about constantly. So definitely the 99-page bill lost support from far-right lawmakers and some very liberal Democrats, which is so odd to say that. Hey, the most liberal people on the Hill and the most right-of-right people on the Hill, they agree. They hate it. But there were enough votes in both chambers, so now this happens, this moves on. And I think the key here is to avoid this crazy, reckless spending that just grows our nation's debt. Somebody has to figure this out, or some buddies that we elect have to figure this out. There are things that didn't go through. There are things that went through. And this is it. So a lot of America right now, do it with me, you can breathe a sigh of relief. I hate, especially we just went through Memorial Day, and we think of those that were fallen, the people that served that never came back. And I think of the sacrifices military families make, and I just can't imagine what it would be like to feel that threat. It would be awful. So trust me, we'll be talking more about the compromises. We'll be talking a little bit more about the debt ceiling, what we don't like, what's working, all that as we move through this, certainly in the next week or so. All right, I've got a question for you right here at the top. Do you know how to pronounce this word? I'm going to save this. Do you know how to pronounce this word? PSAMMOPHILE. PSAMMOPHILE. I promise we will tell you by the end of this hour. A kid named Dev Shaw won the 2023 Scripps National Spelling Bee by correctly spelling that word. But I wonder how many people can pronounce it, let alone spell it. By the way, here's the hint. A plant or animal that thrives in sandy areas. That's what the word means, right? So he walks away. This is a big deal to win this. 14 years old. From Largo, Florida, which is off the Gulf Coast, very near Tampa, St. Pete. And he said afterwards, his legs are still shaking. His parents were emotionally hopped on the stage. He's a good speller. He's an eighth grader from Florida. And he nailed it. And here's the thing. He gets $50,000 for winning the spelling bee. Now, maybe you were like me and you were a pretty decent speller. Not the best, but a decent speller. Do you remember taking those spelling tests? We had them every single week. We never had that word. Never had that word. But congratulations to him. Very cool. I will tell you how to pronounce it at the end of the hour. In Phoenix, because we have tons of people listening in the great state of Arizona, in Phoenix, they can't meet groundwater demands over the next century. We've been talking about groundwater and water and all of that on the West. So there's a new report that's getting a lot of play. There's a lot of conversation about this that is kind of a warning, a huge warning for a region that has been a hot spot for lots of new residents. I know a lot of people that moved to Arizona and a lot of high techers, a lot of high tech businesses. In much of Arizona, developers have to show they have enough water to last 100 years. Imagine that if you're developing for all of the influx of people that are coming there, because there's been a home building boom in some of the outer suburbs, right? But now you think about the fifth largest city in a metropolitan area with more than 5 million people that is a hotspot for development, and pretty much this is what the study is saying, that, yeah, no water, baby, in these outlying areas. So we got to have long-term water supplies. You got to come up with it. The Colorado River, the diminishing, dwindling supplies of groundwater, that was part of the problem. So Katie Hobbs, who is the governor, has been waiting for this report, says that about 4% of the demand for groundwater, or 4.9 million acre feet of water, will not be met over the next 100 years without action, right? So as the Phoenix mayor said, you're not living on borrowed time, you're living on borrowed water, Arizona, especially in Phoenix. What will they do? Coming up next, more odds and ends on the day that affect you and me. Stuff buzzing around our backyards.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries series on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Takes a tumble, and you can bet a lot of people were watching that. The hurricane season I mentioned at the top, the predictions for what's happening, also we're going to go there because I know a lot of people are concerned as they have many people, friends that live in Florida, or they know what the hurricane can do, which of course is not just Florida. There's great swaths of the Gulf region that can be hit by hurricanes. I know our friends listening in Louisiana know exactly what I mean, even in Alabama, and let's face it, a lot of places in the southeast, and then also going up along the coastline too, the Carolinas. We got a lot of people listening there as well. So let's jump there first, because it's like the worst, right? You turn on the tube and it's hurricane season once again. I think people are still recovering from the last hurricane, Isaac, and what happened with Fort Myers and Sanibel Island and so many of those beautiful places on the west coast of Florida, where many people from the Midwest especially come down and make their snowbird nests or just come down on a vacation. So it is the first day or was of the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. There weren't any huge coastal watches or warnings that were above like a tropical depression 2, but there is one that is forming. So you start to look at the tracks again, right? Stand by for takeoff, as somebody said to me, and heavy rainfall and flooding is possible across Florida. That's what they're saying over the weekend, including a flood watch for South Florida. But it's not necessarily related to the system that's kind of forming off the Gulf. They're talking about how many of these suckers could possibly land this year, and it could be 5 to 9. I mean, it's actually 15 predicted named storms. 7 would be hurricanes. That's the prediction. Some of the top forecasters, by the way, come out of Colorado State University, so they kind of increased it a bit on Thursday for the hurricane season. And we're talking about, you got these record high water temperatures in the tropics. That supports the tropical storm and the hurricane development. I mean, this is math. We know it. We look at the conditions, and that's the patterns that you get. The hurricane season officially started Thursday, and it lasts until November 30th. Like I said, Hurricane Ian is the one that came through and smashed Fort Myers to bits, homes and businesses, where they're still just really picking up the pieces. So that's one thing that's going on. We talked about Arizona and the plight of the water there. And then you go to the other side of the map, and then you look at the hurricanes and then possibly what could happen this year. And then one of the things that happened during the day, where if you were a soap opera fan or you're just watching a game show, or maybe you're watching a game, I don't know, maybe you're watching Roland Garros and you're into tennis, or you were playing some pickleball and you came home and you heard on your drive-in on some of these great stations where you can hear me right now that, oh, the president fell. The president did fall. The president, when you hear that, though, right, what is your first reaction? What is your first reaction if I say President Biden fell? You know, President Biden took a tumble. So what happened is he tripped over some sandbags that were on the stage where he was, where they were holding a teleprompter. You could say he tripped over his words. So, ba-dum-bum. So the sandbags were definitely not placed in the best position. And, of course, not really paying attention to that. That's what happened. He gets off of the podium and he falls. And we've seen this before where he's taken a fall. This was during a graduation ceremony where he tripped and fell in Colorado, and we're talking an Air Force graduation. And of course, so many will seize on the fact that he fell. He had his own bump line. He said he got sandbagged. He definitely did. I mean, look, more Republicans just announced that they're in this race. Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey. You already have a slew of other Republicans who are in the middle of this, like Tim Scott as well, and just it's a barrage of people that are waiting to announce, including Mike Pence. That was another big name, the former VP, saying that he was running for president on the Republican side of things. So, of course, there are going to be memes, and there are all kinds of things about Biden. And even Trump was on Fox News, and he was asked about it, and what did he say? He said, that was a bad fall. That was a bad fall. So, yeah, because of the ageism, the age thing, and all of that, not a good look. I think that what was interesting when I saw him fall over the sandbags, like I said, you could say, oh, so what, he tripped over some sandbags, was I was thinking it's like a fighter, right? Get up. 1-1,000, 2-1,000. And, of course, aides scrambled to get him, but could they have scooped him up a little bit faster? It seemed like he was down forever. And he wasn't, of course, but it was a little bit too long. And any time something like that happens, it makes him look weaker, and that ratchets up the conversation about how old will he be when he finishes. Can he, forget all the other things aside, but can he really mentally do this and physically do this, because he would be the oldest president that we've ever had and already is in that category. But if he were to win again, imagine where he would finish. All right, as I said, news that affects you and I like to call it the no drone zone. So, you know, we've got dry conditions in Arizona. We've got the possible wall of water and craziness of hurricanes. It's the beginning of the season hitting parts of the south and also going up that eastern seaboard. Nothing yet that's really worrisome at this point. Then you get these wildfires that are burning through Nova Scotia. And we have a couple people that listen to us in Nova Scotia. In fact, we've had authors from all over Canada and a few from Nova Scotia. But these wildfires are really bad. So awful that they are affecting the pollution in big cities in the United States on the eastern seaboard, including Philadelphia, and as far down, it's starting to reach the air quality in the east, is starting to reach Washington, D.C. So northeastern cities, this is how bad it is. And I'm not kidding. It looks like a foggy mess. Somebody sent me a picture from Philly today, and because I grew up on the other side of the bridge, and they said, do you recognize this bridge? And, of course, because I know it like the back of my hand, I'm like, because it could be one of two, Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman. I'm like, Ben Franklin. They're like, ding, 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 no, because I couldn't really see it very well from the smoke and the haze. That's pretty bad. And they're saying it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, so elderly, young people, telling people to minimize time outdoors, and that it's got, you know, there's all kinds of what they call microns in it, particles in it. So what does that mean? 2.5 microns. I learned something today. I'm going to pass it on to you. What does 2.5 microns mean? If someone says that to you, oh, stay inside. It means significantly smaller than the average width of a human hair. But the tiny size allows them to get into your lungs, better access into your lungs. And, of course, if you have a respiratory disease like asthma, boom, you will really, really feel this. And, you know, this fire started where they started to evacuate people in Halifax in Nova Scotia on May 28th. And it's bad. It's destroyed more than 25,000, I think, acres at this point. Buildings, just huge plumes of smoke. But like I said, in the United States, what we care is that it has trickled down so far, for goodness sake, that it is affecting the air quality in our cities. So this is no joke where people in the East Coast are feeling it in their lungs. I mean, tourists in New York were taking photos with the hazy skies, trying to figure out, well, what is it? Is it this bad? New Jersey, obviously, same thing. Terrible, right? Mount Holly, they were talking about, that's so bad there. They're just telling everybody, if you don't have to be outside doing anything strenuous, don't do it. We're talking about food, food, food. Oh, my favorite subject next with Chef Jamie Gwynn.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will stay in session until they pass the debt ceiling bill.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
A vote in the Senate could come as early as tonight. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App against long-term money storage due to safety concerns during a crisis. Recent bank failures experienced bank runs as customers withdrew uninsured deposits. Unlike traditional bank accounts, which are insured by the FDIC, the funds in these apps are not protected. And Wall Street is closing with stocks higher to start off the month of June today. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 153 points, the S&P 500 rose by 41 points, and the NASDAQ grew by 165 points. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cool. We're into June, and did you know June is National Dairy Month? Jamie Gwynn is one of my favorite people to have on. She's a chef and a TV personality, because every time I talk to Jamie, I am taking notes, which I know you'll be doing the same thing, and it's always right before I go to the store, and she has such great tips. She really has altered the way I view what I'm doing, and I really have taken a lot out of these conversations. I'm not buttering her up. It's the truth. So Jamie, great to have you on as always.
Well, thank you for the illustrious introduction. I am very flattered and grateful to know that you've upped your culinary game from our conversations, Kate. I think that's fabulous. And I'm also thankful that you'll celebrate National Dairy Month with me.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Why is the dairy aisle so popular with not just me, but with consumers in general?
You know, there's this crazy statistic, like something like 40% of your refrigerator and therefore your grocery cart is made up from the dairy aisle. And if you think about the grocery store itself, right, the entire back wall has become the dairy aisle today. So we've come a long way. According to the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, the dairy aisle has evolved more so in the past year than ever before, which is a testament to progression. And I think it's wonderful that the dairy aisle adapts to lifestyle changes, that you'll see food trends there if you're restricted by, you know, dietary needs and otherwise. But there's also protein-packed products and innovation and indulgent ingredients. So it offers everything. And it's more than just milk, eggs, and butter today. But it doesn't matter whether you're plant-based or vegan or lactose intolerant. You still shop in the dairy aisle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I certainly have learned from you. So let's talk about some of the things that you find and some of the recipes, some of the things we can do.
Of course. So I am a milk drinker. You are as well, Kate?
Like, yes.
Small milk?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Me too. And by the way, milk tastes better than it ever has. I buy organic milk for my 3-year-old son who could drink anybody out of milk. But even though I'm a milk drinker, I buy almond milk and oat milk too, and I buy it to cook with, I buy it to drink. In fact, this is, I think, something not everyone knows and a statistic that I love. And not as much a statistic, but background information. Did you know that oat milk gained popularity because many, many years ago, baristas started using it because it made the best foam? So you could make like the most incredible cappuccino using oat milk. And then all of a sudden everyone realized, but wait, I don't drink traditional milk. This oat milk is like rich and delicious. I can't get enough of it. Or if you drink almond milk, you can find it in every phenomenal flavor today. In fact, I'm using it in one of my recipes because what could be better than toasted marshmallow flavored almond milk, right?
Right.
So I think it really says something about the fact that it's like, I call the dairy aisle dairy and beyond today because it has everything, right? It has everything I drink for digestive health, and that it has everything I need for a summer tomato tart. Now, speaking of that summer tomato tart, that is like the best lunch ever, but I'm going to start at breakfast because I know you are taking copious notes, and we're sharing all these recipes. These are my 5 best new summer recipes for the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association. We start with a honey orange pull-apart bread. It's like a monkey bread. And it's, I am almost tongue-tied because it's got this fluffy interior and this caramelized sugar exterior, and it screams of honey, and it's bright with citrus, and to me it tastes like sunshine, and everybody loves it. Could be breakfast, could be brunch, could be dessert. You have to make it, a Bundt pan or a tube pan. It's really easy, and it's actually something fun to do with the kids. Now, if you want to pull out all the stops for brunch, and you love Eggs Benedict, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I make an overnight, right? Ultimate indulgence. I make an overnight Eggs Benedict casserole because you never have to poach an egg again. When you make a beaten egg custard, pour it over English muffins, layer it with Canadian bacon, and get this, Kate, leave it in the fridge overnight. And then in the morning, throw it in the oven. It tastes just like Eggs Benedict. It's yummy. Mm. And my hollandaise, I make in the blender, and it's foolproof. Do you make hollandaise?
Yes.
Oh, so good, right? You have to make this. You'll be a culinary hero at brunch. Now, that summer tomato tart that I mentioned is super simple, but talk about, like, showing off. Spectacular. Frozen puff pastry, 3 cheeses, mozzarella, cheddar, parmesan, fresh tomatoes of the season, like juicy, delicious summer tomatoes, and you have the ultimate lunch, a great cocktail snack, perfect for a picnic. It's beautiful to look at. It's just, it's lovely.
Mm.
Now, grazing boards, ever popular, still, I mean, the trend continues. I do a Mediterranean snack board, and you could use a platter, or, I mean, a plate, it doesn't matter. But you have to make my homemade tzatziki, which starts with really good Greek yogurt, and a feta dip, and then put out everything you love to dip in with. In fact, I make homemade naan, and I've shared the recipe. It's really easy. If you've never made it before, I'm telling you, it's like one of the most delicious things, and you'll be baffled by the fact that, well, hell, how come I didn't try it? And I love store-bought pita, don't get me wrong, but homemade naan, there's nothing better. And then last but not least, Kate, are you a coffee lover?
Yes.
Okay, me too. Now, the cold brew in the dairy aisle is my favorite. With that toasted marshmallow creamer, just imagine a toasted marshmallow iced coffee. You take marshmallow cream, you layer it on the top of your iced coffee at the rim of the glass, and then you brulee it with your blowtorch.
Ooh.
I have to tell you, it is my new addiction. May it be my worst addiction. I cannot get enough. It's like s'mores iced coffee.
Oh.
And I love anything s'mores. I know. It's really, really good. And I'm using that toasted marshmallow almond milk, but you could use creamer. You could use traditional milk. Use what you love from the dairy aisle. These are my best recipes for summer, no doubt. Oh, and by the way, you know, during National Dairy Month, which is all of June, the deals are better than ever. So I know we're all challenged with inflation right now, but now is the time to find that new product you love and get it at the best price.
Yeah. Wow. This is all great. I'm having a party. I'm having a brunch. I'm having a night get together. So you have just
set me up.
you are
I
wonderful.
I set you up, girlfriend.
Yeah. Jamie Gwynn. Thanks so much. Where can we go for all these recipes again?
Definitely. Posted at easyhomemeals.com. Easyhomemeals.com. There's also a $10,000 sweepstakes for National Dairy Month. I am not eligible. I hope you win.
I love it. Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So I do love brunch. I do. The problem is a lot of times, you know, brunch is on the weekend. I'm so exhausted. It's like, am I sleeping through brunch? What's going on here? But they were some great suggestions. Guys, come on. That's just something you could do, right? You could make up some of this. If you go look at some of those recipes, easy peasy. She was absolutely right about that. All right. So time for a little what's the dealio. People are losing their minds. The latest out of Daytona, Florida. A Florida man was arrested because he pointed his gun at a woman's head and threatened to kill her when her friend used his driveway to back up the car. So you have this security camera footage that shows Terry Vetchik confronting a man in a white Ford Escape after the driver backed up his car onto the driveway. And this is, it was happening in Palm Coast, which is like 82 miles, give or take, outside of Orlando. So he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. The sheriff said he is seen in the video pointing the gun at the woman who was the man's friend. So they all looked at the footage. He was released on $50,000 bond. This is ridiculous, right? And it's more of this wrong place shootings that are happening across the United States, where in she's lucky in a lot of cases, dead or injuries, right? I mean, has this happened in the past? Yes. But does it seem like there's more of a rash of it going on? I mean, what is the deal with that? I get it if there's some constantly someone was harassing you. I don't get still pointing a gun or doing that, but I get the annoyance of it if that was a constant thing. But that's not really the case. So in May, you had a Louisiana guy who was arrested on charges of aggravated assault and battery. Why? Because he shot a 14-year-old girl in the back of the head when she and some other kids played hide-and-seek on his property. And we all know the horrific one, the 20-year-old woman who was fatally shot by a 65-year-old man in a rural New York area when she and her friends accidentally pulled into his driveway. They were looking for another house, and they were just backing up and leaving. And he, of course, was charged with second-degree murder. Wow. 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 Be careful out there, people. If you're thinking about going into someone's driveway because, whoopsie, I'm sure they're nice people. I just accidentally went the wrong way. I don't know. Maybe you, and I'm optimistic, and I love people, and I always believe in the better, what I call angels of people. But it is really creepy out there. It is really creepy when things like that are happening. That is unnecessary, ridiculous anger to do that and to threaten that way. What is the dealio? Worth asking that question. Ridiculous is what it is. Ridiculous. All right. Coming up next, we're going in a completely different direction. It's all about the dollars and cents of what you say. Find out next.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Wow, this is such an important thing to talk about, and we have talked about this on the show before. Steve Rushoff joins us. He's principal of Edward Jones. Some new data shows saving for college is a priority despite economic challenges, and this is from a new study from Edward Jones. So we are thrilled to have him on with us. Steve, thanks for popping on.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me on. It's great to be with you.
So let's talk about it. You heard what I said. You know, we know with interest rates, with stepping around recession and everything else, in the current economy, how are Americans really prioritizing saving for college? What did you find?
Well, Edward Jones just completed our 12th annual survey on education savings and 529 plan awareness. And we've learned that saving for child's education costs is still a top five priority, financial priority for Americans. But unfortunately, two out of three Americans can't correctly identify a 529 plan as a vehicle for education savings. And that awareness has actually gone down. It's at its lowest level in 4 years. And you know, that's really a shame, Kate, because folks are leaving money on the table. They're missing out on helpful benefits of a 529 plan, like tax savings and flexibility that can make every dollar saved go further.
Yeah, so tell us more about that, since there's confusion about it. What would you tell people about some of the features of the plans?
So a 529 plan is a savings vehicle, and many people are familiar with retirement plan savings vehicles like 401ks or IRAs, Roth IRAs. They can think of a 529 plan as a similar vehicle, but it's for education costs. And there's certain tax benefits associated with that. So the contributions go into the plan. They're invested. The investment earnings are tax deferred. And withdrawals from those plans are federally tax free, provided they're used for qualifying education expenses.
Ooh, so that's great. I mean, that right there, it's sort of what I would call a sweet spot because of the savings tax-wise and then earmarking it, obviously, for college. So why do you think that it is that there's confusion? I mean, people just don't have the confidence in how much they're currently saving for education. I mean, that seems like what your study showed. What's the best way for them to explore these different savings options?
Really, the best way is to seek the help of a financial professional, like a financial advisor, like one of the 19,000 plus that we have at Edward Jones across North America. They can educate, they can help advise on savings trade-offs, such as saving for retirement versus saving for education. They can help set up a 529 plan for you if that's right for you. And so if folks want to learn more, they can go to edwardjones.com.
All right, again, edwardjones.com. This is just a great idea. And like I said, we really have had these conversations on the air. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
A couple minutes left before we got to skedaddle from this hour. Some things that are worth mentioning here. We talked about this at the top of the show, but the Senate passes the debt ceiling bill, so the default will be avoided. The president will sign it, that's it, and then you got 2 years, and we're back in the same situation. Hopefully not. It's ridiculous, the craziness of the money that is being spent hand over fist, as they say. Something has to change here, absolutely for sure. A lot was made about Biden tripping. The White House must have said 20 times. They released statements, because I know I got a bunch of them, that he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. Tripped on a sandbag at the Air Force commencement, which is where he was in Colorado. Quick sports note, how about those Nuggets? Maybe there is something about the air. Eric Spoelstra, easy for me to say, the coach of the Heat, said, oh, it's not about, we can breathe the air in Denver, we'll be fine. But they weren't fine as far as the final score was when the buzzer went off at the end of the fourth. The Heat lost to the Nuggets 104-93. So this is big for Denver because they haven't been here, right? This is the first NBA Finals berth in franchise history after they swept the Lakers. And this is game one. They jumped out to a 17-point lead in the first half. Four of the Nuggets' five starters had double digits in points. So the Heat wants to make some history of their own. They became the NBA's first number 8 seed to win a championship since they got into the 16-team playoff format. So how about that? That's where we are in the NBA. It's just game one. I think this one could go the distance. It depends on what happens a lot in this second game. Let's see what happens in the second game. All right, it's the first day of the hurricane season. There is a tropical depression in the Gulf, but right now it doesn't look like anything to be worried about, she says, as she looks at the map and sees a big white blot kind of roaming around the Atlantic. So it's a tropical depression too, which usually that's where you don't necessarily panic. It's offshore. It's probably going to be weak and short-lived, so that's that. Except for there's going to be rain across big parts of Florida. You know what's kind of cool about the hurricane season? Well, really nothing, except for when it just dissipates. But the names that come up, because they're names, right? Like Arlene and Brett and Cindy and Don and Emily, Franklin and Gert. I hope that you do not amount to anything. How about Harold, Jose, Katia, Lee, Margot, Nigel? Who comes up with this one? Ophelia, Philippi, Sean, Tammy, Vince, Whitney. That's most of them. So they alternate between male and female. It used to only be female, and then there was complaints about that. So that changed. I mean, look, we know hurricanes can form at any time, right, with the warm season, late into fall. But usually they peak in the early fall. That's when the strongest storms tend to make landfall in the U.S. That's when you get your, you know, Katrinas, and all of you in New Orleans remember that. That's when you get the big ones. It's usually late into the season, into the fall, not so much in the beginning. It doesn't mean it can't happen, because certainly you see tropical depressions form and all of that. But, yeah, it's usually in the fall when you get the most of that. Let's put it that way. How about Meta asking office workers to return to in-person work? Oh, the nerve of them. Forget it. We don't want to be remote anymore. There's been a lot of conversation about that. And they are the latest tech company to call people back into the office. This is more than 3 years after the COVID-19 pandemic first compelled most companies to adopt some sort of a work-from-home policy. And Meta, of course, owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. And they're saying that if you're assigned to an office to do in-person work, you know, 3 days a week at least, starting September 5th. And there are some that are designated remote workers, and of course they would just stay that way. There's a reason why, and it has nothing to do with the things that happen. Amazon updated their policy requiring staff to work in an office 3 days a week. That kicked in May 1st. Same thing with Disney. They started requiring people to show up in person 4 days a week. I don't know. Splitting, it could be good in a way, and it could kind of be jarring, right? I mean, if you have that thing where you step into a door somewhere and you know, okay, I'm working, and you're focusing on that, and then when you're at home, then you have those days where I think people work harder, but maybe some people don't. It's kind of the yin and the yang of it. So I understand why that is, but I would think that there would be some people still that would not want to be in that situation, right? Just give it to me one way or the other. Either I'm staying home or I'm coming in. Like I don't really want the mixed bag thing. I don't really, really, really want that. What's up with people storing information? How about this retired Air Force officer sentenced to 3 years for storing classified info at his Florida home? This is a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. What was he thinking? Robert Bertram. He pled guilty to unlawfully possessing and retaining classified docs relating to national defense. There's got to be a better way to secure secret information. We got to figure that out. All right, Samophile, that is the word. Dev Shaw wins $50,000, the 14-year-old, winning this national spelling bee. How do you spell Samophile? P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E. Did I know that? Nah. Did you know that? Come on. Nah. Thanks to Alex Kay for making it all work on the technical side, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.